At the time of this recording, it is a super duper hot summer here in the States. And many of us, we are taking some time off. We are either taking some time off or going to be taking some time off, some well-deserved time off, that is, to unwind, to relax and relate and release. In episode 20, I talked about how to stay on track with your fitness goals while you're on vacation. But what if you decided that you were going to take a vacation from your health and wellness goals while you're on vacation? What do you do when you get back from vacation? What do you do? How do you get back on track? Is that a question for you? Well, if it is, don't worry, girl, I got you. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to reset after a vacation. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And as always, I am so happy to be a part of your Monday, or whenever you're listening to this podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. So as I was talking about earlier, I was talking about vacation and how to reset after vacation. Now, typically when I go on vacation, I make sure to keep my health and wellness goals at the top of my mind, and I try to adjust accordingly. Like I said earlier, I talked all about this in episode 20. But let me tell you, there have been a few vacations or short trips when I have just thrown all caution to the wind and I don't do anything close to eating clean or working out. And I made that decision and I was okay with that decision when that happens. So the tricky part is, what do you do when you get back home? Because sometimes it's just hard to get back on track and into a routine when you've given yourself permission to indulge and enjoy. And again, I want to be clear, it's okay to do that. It is okay to indulge and enjoy. But how do you reset to get back on track? Where do you start? Well, like I said, no worries. I got you. I have 6 tips to help you mentally and physically get back into or even get into a routine after you've taken some time off. So tip number 1 is reassess your goals and remember why. It's always good, in my opinion, to revisit our goals on a routine basis. I'm a goals girl. I'm all about the habits and the goals, and I love a good goal, but it's always good to revisit them on a routine basis. So why not take the time to revisit and reaffirm your goals after you've taken some time off? Take some time and think about how you want to approach your fitness goals. Do you want to improve your endurance so you can keep up with your kids or your grandkids? Do you want to increase flexibility? Do you want to learn a new sport, or do you want to maybe run a 5K? Which, for a minute, let me go off track here because I wanted to update you guys on my new activity, which I talked about in a few episodes past, which is quad skating. Now, my husband and my son, they got me a pair of skates for my birthday. Now, mind you, they're not inline skates, or the rollerblades, as some people call them, but these are old school quad skates, meaning they have 4 wheels. And before getting these skates on my birthday, I had not skated on a regular basis since I was a kid. I mean, I've taken my son skating from time to time, but nothing on a regular basis. So the first time I put these skates on, you guys, I had to hold on to my husband for support. I was like a baby deer trying out her legs for the first time. But I am happy to say that I kept it up and I am progressing pretty well, if I say so myself. I mean, and there are some really cool outdoor trails here that we go to, and we do have a few skate parks, which I really like because they are so smooth. And I try to skate at least twice a week, and I really, really love it. Now, I really have to focus when I'm skating. Like, I don't even listen to music. I don't even listen to a podcast because I really don't want to bust my butt. And my shins and my calves are really tired when I'm done, but it is really such a nice change of pace. And I really wanted to update you guys on that because I think it's important to share when we try things new and when we do things out of the norm. So let me get back on track here. Remembering your why and having clear and specific goals, that will give you your North Star to work towards. All right, so tip number two to get back on track is be realistic with your expectations and take it slow. Only you know what you can and cannot do, so be honest with yourself and start off slow if you need to and move at your own pace. If you have in your mind that you're going to jump back into an intense routine, going from 0 to 100 after taking some time off, then you may just be setting yourself up for disappointment and frustration. So mentally prepare yourself by intentionally taking it slow and getting back into your routine. This might be like working out for 20 minutes and building back up to 30 or 40 minutes. Or it may look like working out 2 days a week and then progressing to 3 or 4 days a week. Whatever that transition looks like, be intentional and set your mind and body up for success. My third tip is have grace and patience with yourself. Now, I know I've said this in a lot of other episodes, and it is a common theme, at least for me, and I'm sure it is for you, that we often beat ourselves up. So when you're restarting this fitness journey or you're restarting or resetting after some time off, have grace and patience with yourself. I know for me, there was a time when I could get into a spin cycle in which I was on and then off again and then on again and then off again when it came to my training and my nutrition. And when I was on, I was like, why did I even stop? I could be so much further ahead. And that thought right there would just spin around in my mind. And then it would start an unproductive dialogue in my head. If this happens to you, instead, take note of those thoughts. And then ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? And then, more importantly, ask yourself, what am I going to do differently this time? Having the awareness of the thoughts and the ability to change the track in our mind can make all the difference in our actions and our ability to move forward and make progress. Now, I know it can be hard because I've been there, but again, acknowledging and then changing the thoughts will lead to a change in behavior. Tip four is to make sure you're warming up before your workout and cooling down and stretching after. Now, I know it seems basic, and that's because it is, but it is often overlooked because it is so basic. When you jump back into your routine, guns blazing, start with something to get your blood flowing, your body warmed up, like some dynamic stretching. This will help to loosen your muscles, reduce injury risk, and prepare your body for the workout. Then be sure afterwards to take about 5 or 10 minutes or more if you have the time after your workout to cool down with static stretching and maybe some foam rolling. This will help to reduce soreness and help your body return to a normal resting state. Now for me, I have a playlist that I listen to, and I have 2 of my favorite songs playing when I warm up and 2 more when I cool down. Now you don't have to do that, but for me, it helps me to get into a certain headspace for my workouts and for my cool downs. All right, tip 5. Plan and structure your workout so that you A, know what you're going to be doing, and B, you have a balance of strength training and cardiovascular work. To plan and structure your workouts will help you to train with intentionality, take out the guesswork, and most of all, save time, because we all know that we are time starved for the most part. I talked about building a routine in episode 22, so I'm not going to dig deep into that aspect. However, I will say that when you structure your workouts for different days, it helps to keep your body and your mind engaged. Also, alternating between cardio days and strength days and active recovery days can help keep your motivation high and help you to look forward to the workouts. When it comes to creating a sustainable fitness routine or a program, it's important that you strike a balance. And my last tip six, it's a twofer. You get a two for one in this one, and that is get those Z's and drink that H2O. Yes, ma'am, I need you to stay hydrated and I need you to get your rest. Trust me, I know all about rest and lack thereof. So here's another story for you. Now, I was getting ready for a competition back in the day, and I was training like a beast, is what I used to say. Of course, I was doing cardio like crazy. I was on a restricted diet. And if you know anything about competing, you know that I was doing the most. So there was this one Saturday morning, and I will never forget, I was running bleachers and it was super duper cold. At the time I was in Ohio, my hometown, and it was like late October and it was really, really cold. Anyway, I ran those bleachers, I felt like a champ, and I went about my day. And later that day, I just started to feel bad. And then all of a sudden, I just felt like I had gotten hit by a flu truck. Not a Mack truck, but a flu truck. I mean, I had all of the symptoms. I had the runny nose, I had the coughing, the chills, the fever, you name it, I had it. And it was because I was not taking care of my body. While I was looking amazing, I was anything but healthy because I was running myself ragged. I was working full time. I was training almost full time. I was not getting enough rest, and I was expecting my body to perform at peak performance. So while you may not be preparing for a competition, I know that many of you are wearing many hats as a professional, as a wife, a mom, a grandmother, a leader in your community, and probably you're probably the go-to person in your friend circle. And while you may hold it down and hold it together well, at some point, your body is going to let you know otherwise. So with that, I encourage you to prioritize and get your rest. Prioritize you and get your rest. I actually did an episode on that as well, and take a listen to episode 6 if you need a refresher. But in short, getting enough rest is imperative for your long-term health and performance goals. If you don't take rest days or you don't get enough sleep, you are more likely to experience burnout or get injured or become sick like I did. I was running myself ragged, expecting my body to perform at peak performance, and my body was like, no, we're not gonna do that. Also, you need to make sure that you're drinking enough water to hydrate throughout the day. Hydration helps keep your energy levels high, and it helps your body to recover from your workouts. So those are my tips on how to reset after a vacation or if you've taken some time off from your fitness routine. So to recap, 1, reassess your goals and remember your why. 2, be realistic with your expectations and take it slow. 3, have grace and patience with yourself. 4, make sure you're warming up before your workouts and cooling down and stretching after. 5, plan and structure your workouts. And 6, prioritize hydration and rest. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.